Hi, we are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we are not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes and your responses will remain strictly confidential. So just to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
My age?
Yes.
89.
Got it. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
White, got it. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Got it. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio by any chance?
Say that again.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Got it. Ma'am, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election by any chance?
I did vote in the most recent for issue 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. And now, I know that it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of the 2024. How likely will you say that you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
I likely, very likely will vote. If I'm still here.
Got it. Understood. Now, ma'am, before we move on, I just want to say thank you very much for your time and the patience that you have to answer the questions. I really appreciate that, and it helps me a lot. Trust me. Let me continue with the next question. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Oh, I would say for most people, the economic.
The economic part? Okay. Give me just 1 second. Okay, and now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On the election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election, ma'am?
I vote absentee ballot, so it would be early.
So we can say that on the election that you just took the decision, right?
Pardon?
We can say that on the election that you just did the decision to vote in that way, right?
Yes.
Got it. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Oh, for the most recent one, was against abortion.
Yes. I'm just taking notes in here, so thank you, ma'am. And here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. So please indicate how you voted on this issue. The issue 1, the summary, provided a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, in continuing pregnancy and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. So based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
No.
No? Got it. And why do you vote no on the issue 1? Do you have any particular reason on that?
Because I'm a Christian. I believe that abortion is killing a baby.
Okay. I'm just thinking out here, so just bear with me. Okay. Thank you. Now, just say you vote no on issue 1 in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue 1? On the election day, a few days before, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election, ma'am?
Months before.
months before. Okay, understood. Now, I am going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. So please tell me whether you experienced this thing in this election cycle, okay? English or Spanish language TV ads, English or Spanish language radio ads, English or Spanish language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, social media such as TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, somewhat coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups.
Probably television.
Okay, got it. All right, and when considering an issue that is specifically focused on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be most credible? Friends and family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers, or something else?
I think you mentioned faith and religious leaders, yes.
Okay, understood. Now, ma'am, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th at the election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election by any chance?
No, nothing, you know, except my religious beliefs.
Okay, understood. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how will you vote on issue one?
No.
No? Okay, got it. And may I know the reason why, ma'am?
Pardon?
May I know the reason why you were...
I didn't ever change my mind, again, because I'm a Christian, and I believe that abortion is, you know, taking a life.
Okay. Just taking notes here, okay? Okay, thank you for your patience. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote by any chance?
No.
No? Got it. And may I know the reason why?
Repeat that. You know, I don't
No, don't worry about it. If you at any point during the campaign changed your mind, whether or not, you said that you were not changing your mind. So may I know the reason why you didn't experience any
Because, you know, it's just as a definite moral issue that abortion is taking a life.
Oh, okay. Got it. Give me just 1 second. All right. Now I have here some statements, and we are about to end up the survey, ma'am, and I really appreciate your help, okay? Thank you so much. I have some series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
If I find it, what were the two options?
Convincing or...
Convincing, or
unconvincing, yes.
All right.
So the first one says, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I think it was convincing.
Very convincing or just somewhat convincing based on what you just heard?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat? Okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, the next one says, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. On this one, do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Oh, convincing. Yeah, I'm getting. I'm blocking down. Hurry up.
Okay, so it's very convincing or just somewhat convincing, ma'am?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat? Okay, the next one says, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our families, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. So that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, and a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. So on this one, do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
That's convincing for people.
Somewhat convincing or just very convincing?
Very convincing.
Got it.
I think I'm getting confused. There's very much longer to go.
No, I just have two statements more. It's just a few questions. We're about to end up this, ma'am. I'm not going to take too much time on this, okay?
All right.
Actually, right now we are on the 80% completion of the survey, so just a few questions and we're done, okay? So
yeah, I was just hoping you would ask me if I'd vote for Trump, and I would say no.
Okay. Okay, on this one, the government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. So voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Not convincing.
Not very convincing or just not convincing at all?
Not very convincing at all.
Okay, got it. And the last statement that I have here, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one faces in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion and love under the issue one. So join them by voting no in issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing. But you know what? My opinion and what people vote doesn't make a bit of difference. People are still going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, it is their personal choice pretty much sometimes. But your opinion matters, trust me, and I'm taking notes on a lot of this. So thank you so much, ma'am. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views of the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? The Democrats, Republicans, or something else?
Republicans are mostly conservative.
Oh, got it. And now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections, in your opinion, ma'am?
Again, you know, to me, it's moral issues. And because Biden is pro-choice as a Catholic, and I find that disgusting, I'll probably vote Republican, hold my nose if it's Trump.
Okay, got it. All right, and the next question that I just have for you, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Oh, well, I said economics before, but I don't think abortion, you know, again, I believe God is in control and it doesn't make any difference how I vote, but I need to vote because that's something that the Bible says, you know, you should support your government. So I'll be voting only because I think it's the right thing to do. But I believe God is in control of the results.
Okay, got it. And now, based on that, man, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Understood. I know that, once again, this is still a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for the United States Senate in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate of the Republican Party nominee for a U.S. Senate. For whom would you vote, or are you currently on the side?
I'll vote Republican.
The Republican? Okay. Got it. And I know
they're
that
supposed to be conservative, but they've been crazy lately.
Okay. Got it. And I know that it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and the third party candidate, or as you're currently undecided?
Well, like I say, I vote conservative. If it is Trump, and I hope and pray it's not, I'll probably, again, hold my nose and vote for him.
Okay, understood. And you said that it's because of that they are most conservative, right?
Say that again?
It's because you are just chosen to vote on that way because they are more conservative than the other party.
Correct, yes.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not going to take a lot of more time on this, so just a couple of questions for statistical purposes, okay? In what country were you born, by any chance?
In America. In what America? Country? Yes, the United States of America.
Okay, understood. And in what country were your parents and grandparents born?
My parents were born in America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My father's parents were born in Italy.
Okay.
My mother's parents were born in America.
Oh, okay. Got it. Understood. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, Republican Party, or some other party? As you said, the Republican Party is most conservative, right?
Yes.
And you are more aligned with their the way
yes,
that they are.
Yes, what they were originally.
Okay, got it. And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. Ma'am, what is your annual household income before taxes? You can give me your best estimate. It shouldn't be like the right amount.
Well,
right?
I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
I'm 89 years old, so I retired with COVID.
Oh, got it. And an approximate range, that is the income that you have at your home at the moment, by any chance?
I own my home.
Okay. And let me ask you, what is your gender, ma'am? It's just a question that I have in here, so.
I'm female.
Okay.
Not male.
Okay. Understood. Ma'am, thank you very much for your participation, your patience, and all your answers. I really appreciate that, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, ma'am. Bye-bye. Bye.